all a very warm welcome to our Carols by Candlelight service this evening. It's really great to have your company, and we hope you feel really at home in this place. This evening's service is going to be perhaps the complete opposite to our morning service today, which was very busy, very noisy, but a lot of fun. Hopefully this will be a lot of fun as well. But we're going to have some familiar carols this evening in our traditional service, peppered with Bible readings and also a short reflection towards the end. Normally we have a service booklet that we distribute to help lead you through the service, but we wanted to save some trees this evening, and so we haven't printed a booklet. But all of the lyrics to the carols will be up on the screens. With these kind of services, there is inevitably a lot of standing and sitting as we go through different readings and go through different carols. And it's not necessarily very good for some of our knees. So if there are times in the service where we're going to be singing a carol and you'd rather remain seated, then please do so. You hopefully each have a candle, were given a candle when you arrived earlier. And normally we light them quite early on, and then you're kind of juggling those with a service book, which can sometimes be a bit of a distraction. There are no distractions this evening. There is no service booklet. And with our candles, we're going to light them towards the end of the service as we respond to the reflection that I will share. I want to give my thanks to Richard, who has put together our order of service this evening and has been leading the practice and the worship group, who are going to help us in our singing. But before he and the rest of the team lead us in our first carol, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the rich tradition of carols by candlelight services and how it can bring a good mix of people together. And we pray, Father, that as we sing familiar hymns and carols, as we listen to familiar Bible readings, that you would break through in an unexpected and surprising way. Heavenly Father, would you touch our hearts as we consider what it means to follow the Christ child? Please, would you help us lift up our voices, but also our souls and our hearts to you as we worship you together. Father, we do just think of those who would have loved to have been with us this evening, but for whatever reason can't be. Father, as you put a song in our hearts, would you be putting a song in their hearts tonight? So we lift up one another to you now, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
Or come, O ye faithful.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Then the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and with justice, from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Glorious light, seen the dawn of salvation, angels in white fill the skies with their wondrous song, awakening earth with news of his birth. Join the hymn of the highest heavens, long as the world poured the song of the angels. Heavenly music is drowned by a warring world, yet opens the light that shatters the night. Turn your heart to the chord of glory, glory to God in the highest, peace to men on earth. Come and adore him with wonder, Christ, Lord of heaven and earth. There is a day on the has longed for, when all of time has been spent, and the Lord returns, his song will repeat, as heaven completes, promise peace that will fill the nations. Glory to God in the highest, peace to men on earth. God in the highest, peace to men on earth. Come and adore him with wonder, Christ, Lord of heaven and earth. There
shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist.
Once in royal David's city stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother.
Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favoured one, the Lord is with you, blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. When the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for I have found favour with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, he will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Rumors of angels, visions of light, new star appearing, piercing the night. Town full of strangers, sleeps in the gloom. God comes among us. There is no room. Rumors of angels, songs in the night, deep in the danger, unquenchable light. World full of strangers, sleeps in the gloom. God comes among us, there is no room. And the years of the sorrow have rolled on, and the wars of our pride never cease. We have ravaged the earth with our envy and greed. Tell me, when will we welcome his peace? Welcome his peace. Hearts full of longing, eyes filled with tears. Nations are waiting at the end of the years. Empires are falling, judgments appear. God comes among us, his kingdom is near. And the years of our sorrow have rolled on, and the wars of our pride never cease. We have ravaged the earth with our envy and greed. Tell me, when will we welcome his peace? When will we welcome his peace?
When will we welcome the prince?
When will we welcome the prince of peace? Oh, when will we welcome the prince of peace? Oh, when will we welcome the prince?
Now the birth of Jesus was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
This child secretly comes in the night of this child, hiding in heaven the night of this child, coming to us like a stranger, this heavenly child. This child, heaven come down now to be with us here, heavenly love and mercy appear, softly in awe and wonder come near, to this heavenly child. This child, rising on us like the sun, oh this child, given to light every one of this child, guiding our feet on the pathway to peace on earth. This child, heaven come down now to be with us here, heavenly love and mercy appear, softly in awe and wonder come near. To this heavenly child. This child, raising the humble and poor, oh this child, making the proud ones to fall, oh this child, filling the hungry with good things, this heavenly child. This child, heaven come down now to be with us here, heavenly love and mercy appear, softly in awe and wonder come near to this heavenly child. This child, heaven come down now to be with us here. Heavenly love and mercy appear, softly in awe and wonder come near to this heavenly child.
To pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up to Galilee from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of that house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were complete for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in a swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
from the squalor of a borrowed stable, by the Spirit and a virgin's faith, to the anguish and the shame of scandal, came the Savior of the human race. But the skies were filled with the praise of Him. Shepherds listen as the angels tell of the gift of God come down to man at the dawning of Emmanuel. King of heaven, now the friend of sinners, humble servant in the Father's hands, filled with power and the Holy Spirit, filled with mercy for the broken man. Yes, He walked my road and He felt my pain, joys and sorrows that I know so well, yet His righteousness gave me hope again. I will follow my Emmanuel. Through the kisses of a friend's betrayal, He was lifted on a cruel cross. He was punished for a world's transgressions. He was suffering to save the lost. He fights for breath. He fights for me, loosing sinners from the claims of hell. And with a shout, our souls are free, death defeated by Emmanuel. Now he's standing on the place of honor, crowned with glory on the highest throne, interceding for His own beloved, till His Father calls to bring them home. Then the skies will part as the trumpet sounds, hope of heaven or the fear of hell. But the bride will run to her lover's arms, giving glory to Emmanuel. Then the skies will part as the trumpet sounds, hope of heaven or the fear of hell. But the bride will run to her lover's arms, giving glory to
Emmanuel. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy was come to make you new? And the child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know
that your baby boy
would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kissed your little baby, you kissed the face of God.
Mary,
did you know?
The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the blind will speak, the praises of the Lord.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I am.
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." And so it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. "Fear not," said he, "for mighty dread had seized the troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind.
To you in David's town this day is born of David's line, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign.
The heavenly babe you there shall find, to human world displayed, all meanly wrapped in swaddling bands and in a manger laid." Thus spake the seraph, and forthwith appeared a shining throng of angels praising God, who thus addressed their joyful song:
"All glory be to God on high, and on the earth be peace. Good will henceforth from heaven to men be given and ever.
Now, after Jesus was born in... Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Last night, I came into the living room and my wife Hannah was watching Back in Time for Christmas. And as I was watching the program, I thought, wow, there might be a message in this for the Carols by Candlelight service. And it wasn't until I was halfway through preparing a message that I looked it up just to watch bits of it again for content. And realized that Hannah was actually watching it on iPlayer rather than on proper TV. And so what I thought was a brand new program was actually made 4 years ago. And so my message this evening isn't quite as current as I hoped that it would be. But this Back in Time for Christmas is an extension of a previous series where a family have been selected to look through the life of British people over different decades over the course of the 20th century. And for this special, this two-part special, they look at how Christmas was celebrated in the UK from the 1940s through to the 1990s. And many differences were highlighted. So, for example, at the beginning of the program, where they are celebrating a 1940s Christmas, they make up a Christmas dinner. But rather than having the turkey or ham that we might be used to, because of the rationing in the 1940s, the mum prepared for the family an ox heart as the highlight of their Christmas dinner. But then forward on to the 1990s, and everything has improved in terms of the food that is consumed at Christmas time. And so on this occasion, the now late Gary Rhodes creates eggs royale for the family. And what's quite funny is that the dad in the family, after he has eaten this eggs royale, his comment to Gary Rhodes is, "You know what, this is the best Christmas breakfast I've ever had." You'd think if Gary Rhodes was making it, it surely would be, really, wouldn't you? So food dramatically changed at Christmas time over the decades, but so did decoration. In the 40s or maybe in the 50s, there was a new decoration which was created, which was supposed to look like fake snow. This fake snow could be put on your windowsills, it could be played around with the children. The fake snow was made out of asbestos. If you were alive at that time, well done for being here tonight. Fast forward to the 1990s, and the family are putting outside of their house really fantastic neon lights. So in decoration, it had really moved on as well. And something that I found particularly interesting as a football fan was how leisure time changed over the decades as well. So in the 40s and 50s, it would be tradition, after you've had your Christmas lunch on Christmas Day, to go out and watch a football match. But if you follow football today, you'll know that all the games are played on Boxing Day rather than on Christmas Day. So from this program, we see how the nation has changed, how culture has changed, and also how we have changed as well. And through watching that program, I started to reflect on how, without me really properly realizing it, my Christmases had changed from year to year. From 1986, my first Christmas, through to this year. One example of the changes that there have been in my lifetime have been the presents that are given. Back in the early 90s, the present that I wanted, just like most little boys and girls wanted at Christmas time, was a Thunderbird's Tracy Island. And maybe some of you remember the great shortage that there was and all the parents that were driving from one Toys R Us to the next Toys R Us, frantically looking for a Tracy Island. So much so that with the shortage that there was on Blue Peter, they created their own version out of cardboard and toilet rolls, which obviously wasn't quite as good. But that at that early age, that anticipation, that hope for that perfect gift, and looking through the Argos catalogue, picking out all the things that I wanted, obviously didn't get it all. But there was such a desire for me to have certain presents, to the point today where I really couldn't be bothered at all about what presents I get. Maybe, like some of you, you just keep on getting text messages from your mum saying, do you know what you want for Christmas yet? And I'm like, I just really don't know. So that's a real change in my life in terms of presents. Christmas mornings are very different as well, where I used to wake up with incredible anticipation at maybe 4 or 5 in the morning, waiting for my parents to get up or maybe running into my parents' bedroom so that we could go downstairs to see what Father Christmas had brought me. There's great excitement at that time. But nowadays, when I wake up on Christmas Day, because it's cold, I just want to stay in bed and I'm not that bothered about going down. So presents for me are different. Christmas morning is different, but also the dining table is different as well. Up until a few years ago, I would be having Christmas dinner in the company of 3 of my grandparents. Sadly, that no longer happens. But this year, next to me will be a high chair, and I will be feeding my baby daughter. My dining table is very different now than what it was just a few years ago. In this program, Back in Time for Christmas, it discussed how church attendance had changed over the decades as well. And their claims were that in the 1950s, 3/4 of people would attend church over Christmas time. But that today, regular church attendance, so it's measuring something slightly differently, so we have to take that into account. They say that average church attendance is just 4% of the country. And it makes me ask the question to you this evening, how have your church habits changed as we've gone from one Christmas to another? Perhaps there's been no change in your church attendance or commitment or attitude at all. Maybe the food that you eat has changed. Maybe the decorations that you have changed. Maybe the presents that you give and receive have changed. Maybe your family has changed from Christmas to Christmas. But coming along to church at Christmas time is one constant that you've been able to keep going. Maybe there's been no change. Maybe it's decreased over the years. Maybe previously your parents would be encouraging you to go along to a Christmas service. But now you have the choice and you have less expectation, if you do come along to church, of what might happen. Maybe there's been no change. Maybe it's decreased. Maybe, hopefully for some of us, it has increased in terms of attitudes towards coming to church at Christmas time. Perhaps as time has gone by, as Christmas has gone to another Christmas, your relationship with Jesus Christ has become stronger and you found yourself being more devoted to praising him and to serving him. Many come to Christmas services year after year, singing similar carols, listening to similar Bible readings, hearing the same gospel shared. And whilst it is good for us to keep many of the Christmas traditions the same, I'd love us this year to think slightly differently and to think how we might develop so that when it comes round to next Christmas, we might be in a different place in terms of our relationship with Jesus and also with his church. I'd love us to move on from hearing the good news at Christmas time to being the good news all year round. It's great that we can gather together and hear about Jesus coming to earth, how he came to earth and revealed God himself to those around him, that would then be recorded and would be shared around the world for thousands of years to come. It's wonderful that we can gather together to reflect on what it means for Jesus to be coming as a baby and his example as he grew in wisdom and in stature and with favor amongst men and women. But I'd like to suggest to you that the Christian goal isn't just to keep on coming to church and hearing the same gospel message year after year. It's not so much about hearing the message, but about becoming the message, becoming the good news to other people. When the angelic visitation happened to the shepherds, an angel said this to them, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Hearing about the actions and the promises of God at Christmas, one time of year, is definitely a good thing. But imagine what the effect, what the ripple effect could be if rather than just hearing about it once a year, we decided to actually share the good news and be the good news of God in Christ for the other 364 days a year, in our words and in our actions. Imagine what great joy we could be spreading around those whom we love. Hopefully through what I've shared and through the clip that we watched, it's helped you just to reflect a little bit on what past Christmases have been for you. But now I'll take a moment to think about what next Christmas might mean to you. What changes might happen in 2020? Maybe the food that you eat will change. There's certainly a big move, isn't there, towards having a plant-based diet. And maybe if we're eating turkey this year, we'll be eating some kind of substitute next year. What about presents? Maybe as we're more concerned about the environment, we might feel like we should be less indulgent in what we buy for ourselves and what we ask for ourselves, but also what we buy for others as well, as we seek to reduce the waste. Maybe what might change by this time next year will be the family that you have around your table. But also, when you think about Christmas next year, how might your faith be different from the way it is now? Perhaps it will be the same. Perhaps it will be less relevant in your life. Or maybe, just maybe, your faith might become more joyous, might become more meaningful, might become more impactful as you become the good news of Jesus Christ. At a Carols by Candlelight service, one of the key things that we do is we light candles. And we often encourage you to share a message with the person that you're passing your flame to. Often we will encourage you to say the phrase, "Behold the light of the world." We say it to remind one another that Jesus became the light in a very dark place. Though Jesus did say and did reveal himself as the light of the world, he also said something else at another time. He said, "You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world." God's desire isn't to do wonderful things, keep our world spinning, bless us in so many different ways, just for us to sit back and watch what he does and maybe hear about it. He wants to involve us in his work of bringing light to a dark world. May we stop being content with hearing the good news a couple of times a year. And may we be encouraged, would we be compelled to become the good news of Jesus Christ. And so as we think about the message of what I've shared, what we've read, what we've sung, we are now going to share the light with one another. And so as Martha and Olga come to the front and take the flame from me and it is passed around, rather than saying, "Behold the light of the world this year," let's do it a little bit differently. Let's give one another an encouragement, but also a challenge. As we share the flame with our neighbour, let's declare to them, "You are the light of the world."
He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Fields and streams and fields and plains.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. It's been really great to have your company with us. If you do have time, please stay for a drink and a mince pie, which will be served in the hall over there. Please also do join us on for a few different services that are coming up. On Christmas Day, we'll have a short half an hour service beginning at 10:30 a.m., an all-age service. Next Sunday, we will have a cafe church, so we'll meet in here, but we'll have breakfast together as we sing and as we reflect on what God has been doing through our fellowship and through the wider church during 2019. And then on New Year's Eve, we're going to have an all-age party here. Last year, we met until midnight. This year, we're taming it down slightly and meeting from 4 to 6 p.m. That's what happens when you have a baby. But that really is for all ages, whether you come to the church regularly, whether this is your first time, you'd be very welcome to join us for that as we have food and we have fellowship together. Tonight we are having a retiring collection for the Bexley Winter Night Shelter. So if you have come prepared in that way, it would be wonderful to have your generous giving. There is a plate by that door. By that door, and there is a box in the hall as well. Before we blow out our candles, we will finish with this blessing. Lord God, we rejoice in your greatness and your power, your gentleness and your love, your mercy and your justice. Enable us by your Holy Spirit to be the good news by honoring you in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions, and to serve you in every aspect of our lives. We pray these things through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, come and join the dance that all begun so long ago, when Christ the Lord was born in Bethlehem. Through all the years, the darkness, still the dance goes on and on. Oh, take my hand and come and join the dance. Rejoice,
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 and lift your heart and sing,
and Christ will open up your heart to welcome him.
Rejoice,
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 and welcome now your King, for Christ the Lord was born in Bethlehem. Come shed your heavy load and dance your worries all away, for Christ the Lord was born in Bethlehem.
He came to break the power of sin to turn your night to day,
oh,
take my hand and come and join the song.
Rejoice,
rejoice, rejoice, rejoice, and lift your voice and sing, and open up your heart to welcome him.
Rejoice,
rejoice, rejoice, and welcome now your King, for Christ the Lord was born in Bethlehem.
Let laughter ring and angels sing and joy be all around, for Christ the Lord was born in Bethlehem. And don't you joy the Lord, your heart you surely can be found. Oh, take my hand and come and join the song.
Rejoice, rejoice,
rejoice,
rejoice, and lift your voice and sing,
and open up your heart and welcome him.
Rejoice,
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 and welcome now your King, for Christ the Lord was born in Bethlehem.
Rejoice,
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 oh, lift your heart and sing, and open up your heart and welcome him.
Rejoice,
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 rejoice, and welcome now your King, for Christ the Lord was born in Bethlehem.
For Christ the Lord was born in Bethlehem.
For Christ the Lord was born in Bethlehem.
Amen.